It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Good afternoon. This is the sub for George Nita. This is Todd Nita. And here with me, we have a special guest, Mr. Damian Farias. And he's getting set up here. Okay, we're all set.
Are we here?
We're here.
Okay.
Okay, is this better?
Okay, we're ready.
Okay, good.
And then, you're here for the show.
Yeah, I got an emergency call a couple days ago, and George asked me to come by and sit in and help you out. He said you're not too talkative, so I'm supposed to prompt you.
Okay.
And I remember the last time he was in here, he was in Hilo.
And he's in Hilo again.
Yeah, and the last time it was raining. They couldn't do what they wanted to do. They had to wait for the rain to pass.
Well, I heard from him this morning that it's nice and sunny.
Oh, good. He might have been lucky this time.
And it's kind of raining here. So, hopefully the race goes on good. And what should we talk about today?
Well, if we get a few phone calls, we can do what the people want us to do. Otherwise, we're just going to fill their time until we get some phone calls.
Okay. How's Toyota business doing?
Well, a lot of people looking for Toyotas. Just that we don't have very many Toyotas in stock.
Is that?
But the promise is coming that probably by mid-July, we'll probably start getting an adequate inventory and probably be fully stocked by the middle of August. Production is starting to wrap up. Cars produced on the continental U.S. is just about 100%, but coming out of Japan, it's about 70%, so that'll be a little slower coming in before it becomes 100% production, and that will probably be sometime after September.
Oh. So parts-wise, too, I hear that we're having a hard time getting parts as well?
Well, that was one of the reasons why they couldn't ramp up production to the levels that it was prior to the tsunami. And that's because a lot of the suppliers of the parts for the assembly plants, those people were hit by the tsunami also, and their plants are shut down. So it's taking them time to ramp up and get the products that we need to put the vehicles together in the fashion that we normally see them coming into dealerships.
So it wasn't only the tsunami's fault. It was prior, before that.
No, it was the tsunami's fault. It's just that a lot of, even General Motors, Ford, and some of the domestic manufacturers had problems because most of the electronics that go into a lot of the vehicles, the computer chips and stuff that operate the systems in vehicles, mm-hmm. most of it comes out of Japan.
Oh. Speaking of computer chips and stuff, what do you think about the cars today versus yesteryear?
It's interesting. I think it's a generational thing because I still enjoy driving the older cars. Where you enjoy driving, there's not too much interruptions and or too many temptations to do other things, and it keeps you concentrated on what you're doing.
Right.
That's paying attention to traffic and not crossing solid lines and running stop signs or trying to beat a red light, you know, like people do because they're distracted. All of a sudden, they're 100 feet from the intersection, the light goes caution, and it's pedal to the metal, and it's supposed to be pedal on a brake.
Right. But, yeah, like you're speaking of distractions, I think a lot of things that are gadgets in the car nowadays is a distraction as well.
I totally agree.
You know, like, all these knobs for your stereo and different heat, the seat heaters, and there's so many things in there. It's like you need a pilot's license to drive a car nowadays.
Yeah, well, you mentioned seat heaters. When I was a BMW dealer, that's one of the things I could never understand. Two things that we had to sell in Hawaii was seat heaters and sunroofs. And that's because it's cheaper for them to make run a production run with all the same equipment rather than having pauses along the assembly line to not install certain things. Because in Hawaii, who needs a heated seat or who needs a sunroof? And then I found in my experience over the years that if you got a sunroof, if you don't clean the gasket around the sunroof thoroughly, that's where you're going to get rust developing, because there's so much salt in the air in Hawaii.
Oh, it's going to collect all in the
That's correct.
That gasket area.
Right.
And it will probably crack and leak, right, if you don't clean it and dress it.
That's true. Or you get a lot of salt in there and it becomes abrasive too.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about salt, I don't know if you notice, you probably do. A lot of people who park their cars outside, mm-hmm. they don't have a garage or they go to a parking lot, they're always looking to get there early so they can park under a tree to get shade for the car so it doesn't sit in the sun all day long. It's a bad idea. See, I sound like George now, right?
Yeah. I see that every day because after we service the car, we clean the engine, and all in the
louver areas,
the louver or behind the hood or the top of the fender, there's small little leaves, and from there, it goes down the side and collects.
Well, the thing too, and I've proven this to some of the people on Maui, was, you know, you park under a tree for the shade. That's great. What sits in the trees?
Birds.
Okay. You know what bird poop does?
Yeah, they're not toilet trained.
Right. And you know what the poop contains? A lot of acids in there. What a lot of people don't realize is if you're above 2,200 feet elevation, your chances are there isn't that much salt in the air up that high. And this I found out from a pilot. If you're under that, there's a lot of salt in the air because we are surrounded by Pacific Ocean, which is a salt ocean.
Mm-hmm.
That salt gathers in trees because, you know, trees collect everything in the air. So you're sitting there, you park your car under a tree, it hasn't rained for a week, or maybe 2 weeks, and all of a sudden you get a nice little downpour. The tree gets a bath.
And it goes on your car.
And all the salt ends up on your car.
Okay. We have a caller in one.
Okay.
Yes, we do. We have Charlene calling from Hilo.
Go ahead, Charlene.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Todd. It's Charlene calling you from Hilo.
Charlene. Hot Rod Charlene.
Hot Rod Charlene. Just calling to give you an update. We're here at beautiful, sunny downtown Hilo at the track race. And our jackpot racing is scheduled to go on later on this afternoon.
Great.
But I just thought I would call, give you a heads up on what's going on down here.
And
there's a lot of people here, yes.
And which car are you racing? Budget? Thrifty?
I have a Nissan Sentra that we're renting from Hertz. Sorry.
Hertz. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you can use that. We won't say anything.
Listen, what I wanted to tell you, I was talking to your dad earlier, you know, my BMW is running on about, maybe 20% ethanol, and so I still have two more gallons, and my car was out of the tank. And I was supposed to go and top it up, but I was running late, so I headed straight to my mother's house in Aiea, went to the H3, and let me tell you, I could feel the difference in my car. Not only did it have more power, but it ran real smooth. I was really shocked. I came home, and I was so excited. I was telling Wanda, I said, oh my gosh, my car runs so smooth. I don't think I need a mechanic anymore.
No.
Uh-oh. That's not good news for you. But you know what? Yeah, so I was talking to your dad, and your dad said, you know what? Up your thing of ethanol, and you're going to be running more like 60% because my car can take it now. Mm-hmm. But I am just so ecstatic and so excited.
Good. Yeah. Every car is different.
Yeah.
They can run more or they cannot run as much. But
exactly.
Yeah, you know, what we say is just keep putting until you have the check engine light come on. Then we back off one.
Right. Well, anyway, I just called to give you an update as to it's not raining here in Hilo. The races are going, and our jackpot racing is scheduled to go on later on this afternoon.
I got a question for you.
Sure.
How did things go with Tony Rodriguez? You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
You're not from the Big Island?
I'm not from the Big Island. No, I'm not.
Okay. No, Tony Rodriguez was a hot rod fabricator and a racer for many, many years. He recently passed away.
Oh.
Hilo, and I just thought that maybe somebody brought it, mentioned his name at the track.
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe you should mention that to the announcer.
Okay, I will.
Refresh his memory.
Thanks, Damien.
All right, you're welcome.
Okay, have a good show, you guys.
Thank you.
All righty, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Tony, I met him 8 years ago when they started doing these cruises, annual cruises. Where all the cars from Maui, Honolulu, and a few from Kauai went to the Big Island. This is about 10 years ago. And spent the whole weekend. It was the 4th of July weekend, I think it was. Did the cruise. And then they came to Maui the following year. Then they went back to Hilo 2 years later. And everybody kept saying, come to Honolulu. And all the guys from the Big Island and Maui said, oh, we're scared of Honolulu. Get too much traffic.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to cruise in Honolulu. And speaking of hot rods, what kind of hot rods is this? Like pro street kind of hot rods, or?
Well, he had a race car, but mostly he was into building, resto rods. Where you know you have, my version of a resto rod is you have a car, say a 33 Ford.
Mm-hmm.
You keep the exterior looking all original, just the way it came from the factory. But because of today's rules and laws and highways.
Mm-hmm.
Those cars were only made to go 30, 35, 40 miles an hour. And the acceleration, you know, wasn't quite there. So a resto rod is you keep the car original, so it looks exactly like it came from the factory. But you put power disc brakes in the front. You put a Ford or a Chevy 12-bolt in the rear, or a Ford 8-inch or a 9-inch in the rear. Then you put a late model overhead Ford motor in a Ford. That's what it should be anyway. And it's a crate motor, and those motors are built to run on unleaded gas.
Oh.
And then you put a 3-speed or 4-speed automatic, or you put a 4 or 5-speed transmission of today's style or kind. And you can go cruising. You can accelerate out of stop signs just like the Hondas and all the other stuff that's out there. And when you get up to speed, if you have to stop, you can get on the brake, it'll stop. The old days, they didn't have hydraulic brakes, the early ones. It was all mechanical. And a lot of times when you jumped on the brake, the whole car would shudder. And it would take about 40, 50 feet before the car would actually come to a complete stop.
Mechanical meaning rods.
Rods, correct.
And the rods can bend if stand on it too hard.
Yep.
So this is the real hot rods, not what some of the younger generation called hot rods today.
Well, in the old days, the hot rods were, they took the car with all the rods and everything, and they put a flat in it with 3 carburetors, a cam, exhaust, take off the hood, and it was balls out.
Deuce coupe.
And, you know, the whole thought then was to go as fast as you can. There was no thought given to
safety.
Stopping as fast as you can. I know, I grew up in that version, so I know a little bit about that.
But I think all younger generations, when you're young, you don't think about the safety end. You just, I want to go fast.
Yes, that's correct.
And don't think about anybody else around you or...
Well, the thing too, back then, the kids, though they were in some cases irresponsible, they were responsible also because they didn't race on the highways like they do today.
Pearl City to Huaikai.
Right. Well, I can't be tagged for this now, but in the old days, we'd drive out to Eva. It was a place, well, there's a road now, Iroquois Road in Eva.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be a little narrow road that ran through the cane fields. And we'd go out there at night, 11 o'clock, and line up, and this road was about 12 feet wide, and you have cars side by side dragging through the cane field.
Wow.
So it was dangerous, but only the two guys involved were endangered.
And the sugar cane.
And the sugar cane, right. They'd be harvested a little early if you went into it.
And no cops were aware of this?
They probably were, but, you know, the thing back then, too, is most of the cops bought cheap cars. So they bought Plymouth six-cylinder Belvederes.
They couldn't keep up with you folks.
So they couldn't catch us, right?
And probably the radios, they couldn't go that far, too.
Well, that's true. The radios didn't go that far. And also, the radio, when the police officer in his vehicle did a broadcast about observing something that was happening, it went into the police station. Then the police station had to broadcast to the cars on the road. Today, if the officer in a car broadcasts, all the cars hears the broadcast and they can all respond. In the old days, they went from the car to the police station, from the police station back to the cars. That's the old system of communicating.
Yeah, and back then, I don't think they had any homes out there.
No, there weren't any. It was all plantations, all Filipino plantations. The only activities they had when there wasn't car racing going on at night was on Sundays at the different remote areas in the cane fields. They had cockfights.
Oh.
Okay, it's break time. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 without George Nita today. Instead, we have Todd Nita and Damian Farias from Maui Toyota. If you have any questions, call us at 296-5467.
Are you looking for a new car or used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Cakes has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, cute cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
Okay, we're back. Do we have any callers?
We have Rolling Bob is on.
Oh, Rolling Bob.
Oh, Rolling
Get
Bob.
Get in there.
Oh, no.
Go ahead and shoot.
Go ahead and shoot.
George is not here, Bob. You can have more than a minute.
Oh, no. I won't take up any time. But, as usual, I call him with a little different point of view. And, you know, Todd, I heard you say about, you know, how the newer cars. But I'm going to tell you, for me, there are things in the car that when I was a teenager, I used to dream about that I would have in a car, like air conditioning and power windows and a nice stereo. That's all standard equipment now.
That's all we need.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know what you're saying, though, because, and again, you know, I don't have kids with me anymore, but I cannot imagine how people were able to drive from Alamoana Center to Kaneohe without a DVD player to keep their kids entertained.
I don't know. Me, personally, I think that's a little too far out.
Actually, that's what I meant. I was kind of prodding the Toyota guy. He could put a plug in for their dual DVD system they have in the Toyota minivans.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had better ideas back in our days.
Yeah, I know. I know what worked in my car.
If you shopped at Foodland, they give you a coloring book. Oh, you give it to the kids in the back seat and let them color while you're driving.
Oh, I see. See, in my day, your father just turned around and said, "Shut up."
Well, I always did the same thing, but you know, it progressed.
I know. Nowadays, you know, you can't. Kids don't understand. Shut up. They're like, "Oh, you can't be mean to me like that."
No. Yeah, kids nowadays, you cannot tell them shut up. You're gonna have to text them.
Right.
Shut
exactly.
Up.
Oh yeah. I mean, look. How is it? You go to the mall, right? You see four kids walking, and they're all on their phone texting. Then they get something to eat. They sit down at the table together, and they're all texting while they're eating.
Yeah, I noticed that too the other night, and I was thinking, now, oh, it's so different now. They don't talk to each other.
So my question was, I wanted to go over and say, are you texting each other?
That's probably what they're doing.
Oh, that is just insane. I mean, that is insane. But
yeah, that's all you can.
It's the world we live in. So anyway, I'm going to roll out of here so I don't set any new. I don't want to get spoiled with too much time. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Bye-bye.
Wanda, you have a trivia today?
I thought you would have one for me.
I have. You want me to give it to you on the air?
Without the answer.
Okay. There's a lot of franchises today all over the place. You got McDonald's, you got Burger King, you got what else? Jack in the Box, mm-hmm. You got Taco Bell, all these things. Back in the 50s and 60s, there were two popular locations that came up. Both of them served ice cream, but there was a little difference between the two. And they were located all over the island. Can you name the one that was on the corner of Kapuhulu Avenue and Hunter Street in Kapuhulu?
Where's Hunter
Street? Yeah, I know. I was like, what?
Well, Kapuhulu Avenue. This would be a block from Date Street, where the golf course is.
Okay. Mauka.
Or a block and a half towards the mountain from where Kapuhulu Theater used to be.
Kapuhulu Theater. Okay, I'm gone.
Okay. So that should be fun. Somebody come up. They got to be old like me.
That's a trivia. Anybody has the answer, give us a call.
At 296-5467. Okay, we have George on the line calling all the way from Hilo.
George who?
George Nito.
Oh, that one.
That one, yes.
Another Hilo call.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm going to guess the trivia.
Go ahead.
Nah, that's not fair.
You can't win the prize.
That's why. No, since I waste my time.
No, I think you could get them wrong anyway.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I know.
You know that.
Okay, if you get the right answer.
Your answer.
If you get the right answer, I'll come up with another one.
Yeah.
You know the answer?
No. I don't know the trivia.
Oh, it's
Wait, I'm gonna put this guy. This is the track club president, Brad. Gonna tell you about a little bit about the races. Hang on, you're on the radio. Hello there.
Hi.
Hi. What can I do for you, sir?
How's the races going?
Well, races are good. We have a kind of overcast sky, but there are some pretty fast cars here today. We got a beautiful 41 blown wheelies, running 820s, I believe. We have a couple of dragsters. We have a Honda versus Team Toyota big shootout. Mm-hmm. And we'll be running for the night of our nighttime races for the first time in a while. Wow. And now with this, Anita will be running the ethanol race, and that'll be this afternoon.
You folks have ethanol there?
I'm sorry?
You have ethanol there?
He brought some with him, so people can try it out. I've tried it in my own race car for the past two races I tried it. And it seemed to have run okay. Little situations they have to deal with, but it seems to run fine, so I'll be one of the participants in his race today.
Great. Did you try it in your street car?
No, I have not tried it in my street car. I tried it in my moped. Mm. Are using that to run around the track.
You gotta try it in your daily car.
I haven't tried that yet. I don't. My street car only comes out on beautiful days, and sometimes in Gila we don't get that much days.
So you ride moped all around?
No, my moped is done at the racetrack. The moped I used to run around at the racetrack, but on the street I have a 1970 Maverick with a stroker motor that I use as a hot rod. I run once in a blue moon only.
Oh.
My everyday car you're talking about, no, I haven't tried it yet. I have a truck, I haven't tried it yet.
What kind of truck?
It's a 2000 Ford Ranger.
The Ranger would love it.
Yeah, by the way, do you know Tony Rodriguez? He's talking about being a hot rodder out there on the streets.
Yes. Oh, that's pretty good. Did you ever come down to the Hilo track to see? No?
No, but I used to come. Well, I've been to Hilo several times when you folks had the 4th of July weekend cruises where all the cars from the different islands came over.
Oh, yeah. Are you coming for this one?
Very possibly.
Yeah, my Maverick is going to come out for this one. I missed the last one. I couldn't make it, so I think I have probably one of the last Ford Mavericks run around in Hilo.
Wow. Haven't seen a Maverick in a long time.
Yeah, that's why I still have it. You can't find one. Anyways, let me give it back to Anita. I need to talk to someone else.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank
you. Okay, that was Brad, the track manager here in Hilo.
And what was your name again, sir?
I tell you, Damien Furrier, did you register for the Nifty 50 Bash yet?
You know, you're getting old. You can't remember. You call me a dinosaur.
He's won himself.
I got a call. I really talked to the man. I was wanting to send in the registration. He says, no need. He's already got me sitting at his table.
Who's this? Wendell?
Wendell. Wendell.
Yeah?
Yeah. And he's throwing you off his table. I'm going to be sitting there instead.
Nifty 50s Bash.
Yep.
Yeah.
I heard a lot about that.
The Nifty 50s Bash is on October 14th at the Pacific Beach Hotel Grand Ballroom from 5 to midnight. And you got to register early, folks, because it's filling up fast. I think it's half full already.
Is that the only? I think this might be the only time of the year that the older people can go back into time.
Hey, Wanda, it's Wendell.
Hi, Wendell.
How's everybody doing?
Good. We're doing good.
We're getting ready for the jackpot races, but thanks so much for the plug on the Nifty 50 60s Oldies Bash.
Hey, Wendell, by the way, at that bash, are you going to have wheelchairs to pick up people at the curb like George, Nita, and some of those other guys?
We'll have wheelchairs, ambulances, you name it. Totally wheelchair accessible. How are you doing, Damien?
I'm just fine. Thank you, Well, Wendell.
Oxygen tank.
You're going to be my guest.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, I appreciate the plug, and the registrations are going way ahead of pace from last year, so we look to be sold out much earlier this year than last year.
I hear a lot of the old guys have a lot of fun there.
Yeah, because, you know, the 50s and 60s were a special time. And, you know, we're the last generation to dance partner dancing and dance close. Love and romance was in the air way back then. And, you know, we are very proud to bring back that special time once a year for all of our friends who lived and graduated back from the 50s and 60s. So our dedicated volunteers are extremely proud to be able to put something like this on for our special friend.
Hey, Wendell. Is there any place on Oahu that people of the 50s and 60s can go to? besides your bash?
Actually, no, although I do believe some of the nightclubs occasionally do go back that far, maybe for an evening and play some of the classic oldies. But as far as I know, we're the only ones.
Not on a regular basis.
We're the only ones that put on an event like this once a year. I know there's a lot of 70s, 80s, and 90s events, you know, so... But we only have enough energy to do this once a year, Damien.
Okay, well, maybe what we got to do, Wendell, is being that George is getting up there, maybe I'll sponsor a wheelchair race that we can have it out at Kapolei someplace.
Here, let me give you back to George. Okay. You guys got enough information?
Yes. Before you go, did you want to tell us about, aren't you having another forum or something in July?
Yes, we have another ethanol forum in July. It's July 9th at the McKinley High School cafeteria, and it's free.
And what time?
From 2 to 5. And we're going to cover everything you need to know about quality of gasoline, ethanol, and all the good stuff. A lot of things that the public needs to know and is not being informed. Like Wendell Murakami is not telling the people that he don't check the quantity, the gas quantity. So a lot of you are getting ripped off about an inch less than a gallon of gas. And not only that, the octanes are dropping. And it's not the oil company's fault, it's the state. They're not regulating the quality or the amount. So what is Wendell Murakami doing? He's being paid, but... he's not doing his job. Anyway, I gotta go. They're announcing the thing, so just a last reminder to let people know, my son Todd is the best mechanic there. So ask him some good questions.
Well, I'm glad you finally admitted it.
Okay. Go back in and keep that.
Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye. Uh-oh, we'll be right back on Automotive 101. No George today, but we have Todd Nita and Damien Farias.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins lives, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kalmorley E Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Here's Todd. And we have a caller.
Damien. Before you get to this next caller, repeat your trivia question.
Okay, you want me to repeat the trivia question?
Yes.
You remember it?
Yes. They were back in the 50s. There was a there were popular sites that people used to visit. Two different brands. Both featured an ice cream product or dairy product. But they were separately owned, and they were located all over the island. The one we want named is, it's not as famous as the other one, was located on Kapahulu Avenue, at the corner of Kapahulu Avenue and Hunter. And everybody say, where's that? Well, give you an idea, those are more recently, there's a Bank of Hawaii near the spot, right across the street.
Okay, we have Paul from Nanakuli that wants to try the trivia.
Go ahead, Paul.
Okay, I think it's Alex Drive-In?
No, this is not a drive-in. This is a place that basically initially was an ice or dairy product producing location. Okay. But they also sold hamburgers and other stuff also, but it wasn't a drive-in.
Okay.
It was a walk-up counter.
Okay, Paul, you call us back.
It was a franchise, right?
Yeah, it was a franchise.
Okay, we have Don from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Don.
Go ahead.
Hi, Don.
Hello, George. How you doing?
This is Todd.
Todd, I've got a question about brakes. I live at the top of Mariner's Ridge, and I notice a lot of people, it takes it's about a mile and a half up to the top, and I notice when they're going down the hill, an awful lot of people ride the brakes the whole way down, and at 20 to 25 miles an hour, that's 2.5 minutes. They got the brakes on the whole way. Is that a wise thing to do?
No, it's not. You're going to heat up the brakes and wear it out faster. And if you keep on doing that, you're going to tend to boil your brake fluid. And then when you really need it, the pedal is going to go down to the floor.
Yeah, well, I've always been a pumper, and a lot of people tell me I'm doing the wrong thing.
Well, you should use the lower gears, not just leave it in drive. Is this an automatic?
Yeah, but that helps, but that doesn't do the job on this hill. I'm sure even up on Mariner's Ridge, it's pretty long and pretty steep.
Pretty steep.
Yeah, the one thing with that the brakes, because they're computerized there, is they tend to read your driving habit, and it can adjust. It has some. It can't be that technical, but there's an adjustment that the computer makes. So the recommendation that Todd makes is right. Try to do it in second gear, and instead of pumping, you apply the brake for a few seconds, you let it go.
Well, that's what I mean. I didn't
then you
jam it.
For a few seconds, then you can touch it again. This way, the brake, the computer won't see get confused with this. Tap and go, tap and go, tap and go, tap and go.
Yeah. I got it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
No callers? Okay. Let's get back to
No, we have, sorry, I was on the phone. We have Norman from Kailua.
Hi, Norman.
Norman, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
You're on the air.
Okay, well, I grew up in Kapahulu, and I recall the area he's talking about. Isn't that where the Dairy Queen was located?
Wasn't Dairy Queen.
It
wasn't Dairy Queen.
Okay, call us back and try again. We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hi, Todd. Hi, Damien.
Hi.
How are you doing, Todd?
You know what, guys? This one, Todd, this one is for Damien.
Okay.
Damien, you were a police officer in Honolulu, yeah?
How do you know?
I get good connections.
Okay.
I'm surrounded by police officers here in Aina Aina, that's why.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
But I was out, Damien, I was out in at Hawaii Kaya Costco a couple days ago, and I ran into this, to a fella, his name was Tim Guernsey. And I just wanted to see if that name rang a bell.
Tim Guernsey.
Yeah.
You're pronouncing the last name right.
That's what I thought he said. And yeah, he's a retired police officer now, yeah.
Okay, because I know a lot of retired police officers in that area. John Tyler is one of them.
Yeah, he said he knew George, and he asked me to ask George, you know, I didn't know George wasn't going to be in today, but if he wanted to know if George still had his, I think he said a 292 Chevy or something. I don't know what vehicles George still owns, but...
Not a 292 Chevy.
Was it the Nova, the 64
Nova?
Well,
it was 65 Nova.
65, yeah.
I wonder if that was it, Todd.
Is that 283 punched out?
No, but if I'm not mistaken, he had a... I think a 292 Chevy way back.
Yeah,
we might be going back, guys.
It was a 283 punched out, was 292.
Wow, that's cool, Damien. You remember that one, huh? So anyway, yeah, I just wanted to call in, and that's all I got, and I'm glad I didn't say Dairy Queen.
Okay.
Because I remember the ice cream was an ice milk product.
It was a competitor.
I know. Boy, I'm racking my brain, Steven, because I know I'm old enough. You know, I'm 60 years old, so I should remember that sooner or later.
Okay.
Well, good luck to everybody else on that one.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, guys.
Hey, Rob, hang on the line.
Yes, ma'am.
Hold on, okay.
All right.
We have Jim calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
How you doing, fellas?
Hi, Jim.
Listen, I got a question about the brake pedal on my 03 Mazda pickup truck. I'm driving, and when I need to use the brakes, it's fine, but periodically, the brake pedal will go all the way to the floor. Does that sound like a fluid problem, or, I mean, I just had the brakes redone. It cost me $900. They redid the whole thing about 8-9 months ago, and then probably in the last 2 weeks, this has started up. Could it be a computer problem?
You could have a defective master cylinder if they replace that.
Oh, no. It's about 8 years old, master cylinder. Ouch.
And if they did the brake pads and stuff and bled the fluid out, they might have cut the seal while doing that.
Oh, don't tell me that, man. Wouldn't that have come to light a little sooner than this, though? Or did it, like, take some time to work through it?
Not necessarily. Sometimes it'll happen right there. Sometimes a little ways down the line.
Okay, so if that did occur, should I take it back to the place that did my brakes and be like, hey, you need to fix it?
Definitely. Have them check it out.
Okay, that's planned. Hey, this is the first time I've listened to your show. I'm listening online. And I just have a question. Are you guys Filipinos?
No.
No, we're not.
Because you sound like you have a Filipino accent. I was just curious.
No, that's the accent for people in Hawaii.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Filipino.
Okay, we just have the local.
That's the Hawaiian ear.
Okay. We have Jerry from Waipahu.
Hi, Jerry.
Oh, I just wanted to answer the trivia.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Was it Tasty Freeze?
You got it.
Tasty Freeze. I never heard of that place.
Tasty Freeze.
You got it.
And he's in Waipahu.
Yeah.
Well, he traveled a lot. Back in the old days, we used to go from Kaimuki to Ewa to all over the place.
Yeah, we used to go to Kaimuki a lot.
That was cruising.
I was from Kalihi, though.
Yeah, but that was cruising, right?
Right, yeah.
All right.
Great. Wanda will get your information, and you just got yourself a prize.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay, we have Dino from Nuuanu.
Hi, Dino.
Hi, Dave. Primary question for Damien. Just have a question on young brothers shipping to neighbor island. friend of mine shipped a expensive motorcycle. I believe it was on a deck, you know, open deck. It got to Maui in bad condition. So he's all upset. He don't know where to turn to.
Well, go ahead.
It's salted out, I believe. So he took it to Maui Harley-Davidson. They wrote up a parts list to repair it. Big money, over $30,000.
Oh, Christ, yeah.
Wow.
But does his own insurance take care of it, or maybe Young Brothers?
Young Brothers is supposed to have insurance.
Even for storm damage, you know, ocean damage.
Well, it's a battle with Young Brothers.
That's what I told him.
We ship cars. Well, we get cars shipped to us that come
every week.
Right, and if the ocean is rough, there's a lot of oil, salt spray that gets on the cars.
Yeah,
I understand that they had a barge built, covered to put cars inside.
Yeah, but
But I also heard they don't use it that often because there aren't that many cars being shipped now, and they don't want to use that barge if it's going to be half empty.
I see. But poor guy, it's brand new, you know.
Well, you know,
he shipped it, and now it's all messed up.
Well, you know what you might do? I mentioned it on the show last week when I called in. Understand that there's a bill that's trying to be passed now. It was a bill written for Young Brothers to make them a monopoly.
The only one. They don't want the other company coming in or doing their job. Huh?
Right, and they're talking about Pasha. At least with Pasha, you would only get service about twice a month.
What?
But it would be inside because it's like...
Inside, right. Yeah, completely sealed.
Right.
Oh, boy.
So I would, you know, like I mentioned last week, everybody should watch that and talk to your senators and your House of Representative people that you want competition. You don't want to create another monopoly in the state of Hawaii.
So you should check Young Brothers and see if they can put in a claim. Huh?
Yes, they should.
Okay.
In the future, I think if, you know, the bike is that valuable, I've seen small little containers that he can put it in.
Well, what happens too is... special handling. See, if you
extra pay.
Yeah, you pay extra. One other way would be to put it on a pallet, get it strapped down, cover it, and strap down the covers on it. Then they pick it up with a forklift. But every time the forklift goes, it's an extra charge.
Like we used to do with the Junior Dragster.
Yeah.
What he did was he gave it to the local Harley store in Honolulu, and Harley said, "We'll take care of it." When he got to Maui and messed up. And that man willing to pay whatever it costs to have it shipped, you know, it's big money.
So he didn't ship it personally then?
No, Harley did it, and he picked it up and it messed up. So yeah, the story a little bit different, yeah. And Harley's not going to help him.
Well,
they told him call your own personal insurance and have them.
Legally, maybe Harley, but morally, if I was.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Morally, I would take care of, if I had made the recommendations and did something like that, I would take care of it.
Okay, because yeah, I know you know the shipping business.
Yes.
Okay. Do you, what other cars you sell on Maui besides Toyota? Do you do the Suzuki line too?
No, I don't.
Only Toyota, yeah. Okay. I'm looking to buy a Suzuki.
Oh.
I want the SUV with the rear-wheel drive. That's my goal.
Okay.
Is Scion is Toyota too then?
Yes, Scion is Toyota.
Okay.
If you're going to go Suzuki, go see Daryl Kaya.
Kaya?
Yeah, he's at Mapunapuna.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Lee.
Sure.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with Todd Nita and Damian Farias.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back.
And before we go to the next caller, I want to say that for the trivia prize, the prize is donated by Crestec Cleaning Center. So Jerry's supposed to call them and or go down there and get his prize. We have Ron from the North Shore.
Hi, Ron.
Hi. I have an automotive question for you, and it has to do with a 2005 Toyota Corolla. Got about 41,000 miles on it, and a little engine maintenance light came on.
Mm-hmm.
What am I looking at?
What are you looking at? Are you taking it in regularly for service?
Yes, I've done most of the service myself, and all the oil changes, transmission, not an automatic, manual. Did most of that. I can't think what I missed. I know there's some things that need to be done, perhaps, but I don't think they were on their list of things that were in the book, but George has mentioned some, like changing brake fluid and the air conditioner. The filters I've changed. At least the cabin filter and the air filter on the engine have been changed recently.
Okay. If you look at the owner's manual,
yes,
they'll instruct you about the light.
Okay.
And you just follow the instructions there.
That warrant going in for service to them, or?
I think what Todd's getting at is there are instructions. I can't recall it off the top of my head, but there's a procedure you go through that you can cancel that light.
To reset it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
See, if you did all of your services at the dealer, he would automatically do that. But if you've been doing some of the servicing yourself,
yeah,
if you go through the procedure, you can reset it.
Okay. So that would be in the instruction manual.
Yes, in the owner's manual.
Okay. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
You're welcome.
Nice program.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. I want to touch on something really quick. It's a subject that's been going on the news in and out about our rail system.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be all that negative about it, but I just want to ask a question out there for the people to think about. How much is it going to cost to ride it? I don't think it's going to be no $2.
Well, the bus costs $2.50.
And my understanding, they're trying to get the bus system and the rail integrated together, where you jump off the rail, you catch the bus to your destination.
So that's extra time for traveling?
Extra time and money. I want to know how much the ticket's going to be.
You know, Todd, perfectly honest, and I don't know how many people in government is honest enough to say this. It will never pay for itself.
Oh, yeah. That we know.
We, the people, will be subsidizing the rail for the life of the rail. It'll never generate enough money from ridership to pay the expense of operating it.
And the expense is going to cost more than the expense of a bus?
Oh, right? Definitely.
I would think so.
And all it's going to do is take you from one point to another point with stops in between.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Unless they make the rail go to Maui and Kauai.
You know, we were talking earlier about electric cars.
Right.
Just a bit of trivia, being that we have a couple of minutes. This would be a trivia question.
Okay, don't say it then. Save it for next week.
I'll save it for next week. This is guaranteed will stump most people.
Okay. We have a caller, Len from Makiki.
Hi, Len.
Yeah, I think it'll be reasonable. Right now, a senior citizen pays $30 a year for the bus. That may go up to maybe $100 a year. For a student, maybe $300 a year. For regular people, maybe $500 a year. Just start thinking about that just on parking and insurance on your car. You can jump it anytime you want, bus or train.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's not going to be, we're going to be subsidizing.
Oh, everyone's subsidized. Well, I agree with that point. The system right now is subsidized. But the question is, how high is it going to be? Well, if you were to pay maybe $500 or $600 a year and you used it regularly, that's not a bad annual price.
But how much is the price that we all going to subsidize for it?
Well, maybe half. So, does that answer your question?
Yeah,
I don't hear anything from you.
It's nice to know.
More questions.
Everybody has their own views on this.
Yeah, but I mean, think of it. Right now, I think it's $240 if you're an adult
for the bus.
So let's say $500-$600, anytime, any place.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. All right, another show has gone by.
So we'll give Wanda that electric car trivia for next week.
Okay.
It'll be very interesting to see who comes up with the answer.
Okay.
Don't forget to give me the answer, though.
Okay, until next week, everybody take care of themselves and each other, and drive safely.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.